Emma Jackson Ford, Patricia Welch, and O.B. Hill speak with scientist Margaret Ellen Mayo Tolbert about her new book, Resilience in the Face of Adversity.
And now it's time for News from the Boo, the weekly segment from people inside of and around KBOO with news from your community radio station.
I'm KBOO Evening News and Public Affairs Director Lisa Loving, and I'm talking tonight with Station Manager Monica Beamer. Monica, it's nice to see you.
Nice to see you, too.
We don't normally start News from the Boo by talking about events, but summer is here. There's fun and important stuff going on, and KBOO's doing it.
And sometimes it's fun and important. And a couple things I wanted to mention particularly, because we have a lot. It's remote season, remote broadcast season, where we go out into the community and the KBOO broadcast is happening actually from the community.
And it sounds remote and far away, but actually we're bringing it to you,
yes,
listeners. It's not. So that's a funny thing about that.
It doesn't sound that much different other than that we are in the community. So I wanted to mention the 29th Annual Waterfront Blues Festival, July 1st through 4th. Friday through Monday, and the Oregon Food Bank has produced this since 1988 to raise necessary funds and awareness to fight hunger in Oregon and Southwest Washington. And KBOO is a founding legacy sponsor and will be broadcasting the Waterfront Blues Festival over the weekend, as well as helping ensure that the broadcast happens across the state through the Oregon Community Media, which we talked about a little bit earlier in News from the Boo with Aaron Yankee. So that's important. And another important event we'll be involved with is the Juneteenth Oregon Celebration and Parade, which is Saturday, June 18th, starting at 11 a.m. with the Clara People's Freedom Trail Parade, starting at Northeast Jarrett and Martin Luther King. And you can find out all of this on the KBOO website. But, it's important for lots of reasons. But also, we want to folks to know they can join KBOO and our new blue outreach van that was generously donated to us this month. And the celebration, which will take place after the parade from 12 to 6 p.m. at Legacy Emmanuel Field. And Juneteenth is celebrating 151 years this year of Juneteenth, which is the oldest known celebration commemorating the ending of slavery in the United States.
And the other thing is, Juneteenth traditionally is when residents of Galveston, Texas, found out that President Abraham Lincoln had actually abolished enslavement. They weren't, believe it or not, an email did not go out when that dude signed that doc, right?
Right.
People didn't know, so they were continuing to be enslaved. And I think that the same thing happened in the state of Oregon. And Mrs. Peoples is the person who led the first Juneteenth parade in Oregon, and it was during World War II on the shipyards. And that's why Clara Peoples is commemorated as Oregon's mother of Juneteenth.
So it's an important event of our history, important celebration, important time to come together, and KBOO will be there, and we hope that you will as well. Another event that we'll be involved with and another chance to march with KBOO is Good in the Hood Celebration, which is taking place June 26th through 28th at Lillis Albina Park, Harriet Tubman Middle School. And the Good in the Hood Celebration is a multicultural music and food festival held annually. And I think this is 18 years. And the festival features great entertainment, food vendors, information village, kids space, arts and crafts area, and a marketplace. And it's promoting all the different many, many hundreds, if not thousands, of cultural aspects of our important community. So, and thousands of people. And so I'm going to go. I think that hopefully we'll see folks there. And again, we're going to be doing the parade, and you can find out all more information about all of this at kboo.fm on our community calendar on the right-hand side of the homepage.
It almost never rains on that day. In Portland, I'm putting that out. It's one of the funnest parties ever, and definitely bring the kids.
Yeah, I go whenever I can and have gone for years, and it's really fun. And so I wanted to just ask you a few things about stuff that's going on. Tell us a little bit about, I've heard that we're recruiting volunteers for the newsroom.
We're always recruiting volunteers for the newsroom. It's a river of humanity. It's amazing in there. And what we do every day in the KBOO Evening News is we put on the 5 o'clock news.
Yeah.
Basically, that's the main thing that we do. And a lot of people spend the whole day working on that 1 hour's broadcast. But if you're out there listening to me right now, and perhaps yourself or a young person you know, great activity for young people, especially as the summer starts, we're looking for people who are critical analysts.
So what kinds of things do people do?
You look through an aggregated website that's got stories that we should be covering that I select personally every morning, believe it or not.
Okay.
Wake up, have coffee, figure out what the news is.
Okay.
People will write one-page news stories. People will learn for free how to use all of our audio editing software. And we also have a whole array of news trainings, like how to be an interviewer, how to write for radio. And we have a new one that is just coming online in June, which is audio field recording.
What's that?
It's when you take a little tiny piece of electronics. It's not little tiny. You take a piece of electronics out of the building and record the sounds of people talking, interviewing, protesting, growing trees, whatever it is they do.
Learning.
And you bring
information.
That, bring that back in. So if you're a person who's listening right now and you don't spend a lot of time thinking about where news comes from, the KBOO Evening News is actually, we're blazing trails in this region right now, because almost every other news broadcast and publication of any kind has taken major hits in the past 10 years. Every media outlet, every single solitary one except KBOO, has about one-third fewer reporters on the ground. So if you are a grassroots activist, or if you really care about news that's out there that you know is not making it to the headlines, you should come and be a KBOO Evening News volunteer, or send someone you love to do it, so that you can be sure that there are people out there covering the water issue, the air pollution, climate change, climate disruption. We cover that like a blanket, and many other outlets do not. We just saw a commentary the week before last in our former daily newspaper that was a climate change denying commentary. So for people who care about information being in the hands of people, you should be giving us a call at the KBOO Evening News.
And so if people have a news tip also, how do they get that?
You pick up the phone and dial 503-231-8032 extension 203 and share your news tips. And you can even ask me questions about how to be a volunteer or who would make a good volunteer, all the above.
Great. Thank you. And what about, I've heard a bit also about Enron, and we're doing some work around Enron.
This month in May was the 10th anniversary of the convictions of the two corporate leaders of that gigantic corporation, Enron, which used to be theoretically an energy trading company. But when they finally imploded, again, about 10 years ago, all of their unbelievable corruption and the people that they touched with it came out. And Oregon was hit harder by the Enron scandal than any other state. And it's because Portland General Electric, our electric utility, was their only actual asset, right? Which is weird. So we've been trying to pull together some coverage of this. We really wish we could get a handle on more people who had their retirement invested in Enron, one of the things that the corporation did was, instead of paying the retirees or paying into their retirement account, they gave the employees stock. And the thing is, this was a corporation that was totally corrupt. From the roots to the skies, the people that did that knew there was no value in the stock, but they did it anyway.
They just took
and these
retirement.
People, yeah, they did. And so many of these people have passed away now. Okay. But we would love to hear more. If somebody has a family story of somebody losing their retirement or something like that, or maybe you have a positive story about your retired relative and Enron, we'd love to hear that too. So you can email me at newsdirector@kboo.org. We haven't had very many of those. And I think that that's actually the point in a lot of ways of what this series should be. So I'd really like to hear more if you have a living relative or a not living relative who was impacted by the Enron scandal.
Yeah, I remember that. So, I mean, it was, you know, we were working with PGE employees for different reasons and just the impact, but also the employees just being through their community fund, more generous than ever, even though they just lost so much. And, you know, I think this is a great example, again, important Oregon history that KBOO's, you know, doing some amazing investigative reporting around, which is also an important aspect to our newsroom, is to take some of these stories and go deeper and deeper and interview folks and really get to some adding to the history of our community. So
one of the things that gets me about the KBOO newsroom is all day what I personally do is just glue wings on other people's ideas. And some of the most intelligent stories that come in are stories from everyday people, perhaps who work in the service industry or digging a ditch or something. It's everyday people that know what the actual news is and they're not getting access to a microphone. So that's the single most important thing to know about the KBOO Evening News Department,
yeah.
Just period.
And I think people know they can come to us and we'll help spread the news and we'll help share the stories. So that is just invaluable to our community. So just we have a couple more minutes and just wanted to mention a couple of things. We have KBOO is turning 50 in 2018, 50 years old. And that's a really important thing. And we're one of the oldest community radio stations in the nation. And so there's a group of people who are starting to meet to work on building events and awareness around our birthday. And so if people are interested, they can actually contact me, monica@kboo.fm or .org. Either one will work. And I also wanted to ask people to save the date for, we've been building and we will launch and celebrate our new production room 3. And that's in July, Saturday, July 9th from 2 to 5 PM. And, I mean, you can speak even better to how important a production room is at KBOO, but this is a part of a longer project. We have, we've been taking care of things at KBOO and we took care of our server room and moved it. And this opened up a space to create a new production room because it's very important for our community to have space to basically edit and do the interviews you're talking about, call people up, do live interviews, have live music. So we're going to have a new state-of-the-art production room supported by some wonderful community foundations and wonderful people in our community. And we're going to celebrate that and open it up and talk about it and share some of the high-tech equipment that helps people to learn, you know, audio and broadcast and podcasting, which is going to be and is more and more important to KBOO and in general. I don't know if you want to say something about production room 3 or the importance.
Fox News doesn't do a story when they just open a new production room. You don't even, as a listener or a viewer, you don't even think twice about it.
Right.
But KBOO, our building was built, I believe, in 1945. It's a pretty modest building. It used to be a machine shop. Yeah, I was looking it up online. And we do a lot with not very much. And by the way, anytime any media outlet opens up the doors and invites you in as a member of the public, you should just go. There might be great hors d'oeuvres or something. But you don't get that invitation very often. And so opening up this gorgeous tiny room, a lot of it was done with the work of volunteers and rooted people who have been part of this community for decades and know exactly what matters. I think it's the kind of thing that can take, you know, if you're kind of bored by life, or here, this is the most important thing to me. If you're looking around at the world today and you have lost hope, if you think that everything is hopelessly messed up, you need to come into the KBOO building, because this is where solutions happen and it'll change your perspective. I just have to say that.
We're going to give tours. You can check out the KBOO music library, which is stunning, and all of our other facilities. And just thanks to everyone for all of your support of KBOO. Come down and share yourselves.
No, Monica, the music library is ugly. There's nothing you can do. I mean, you can paint the ceiling, and that's fine. It doesn't have to be pretty, but it's functional, and that's KBOO. Functional.
I love it.
All right, thanks for being
all
with
right.
us.
Thank you.
And for KBOO News, I'm Lisa Loving.
It's just a few seconds before 6 o'clock. You are listening to KBOO Portland.
KBOO Community Radio is proud to be a founding sponsor of the 29th Annual Waterfront Blues Festival, taking place July 1st through 4th at Tom McCall Waterfront Park in Portland. This year, performers include Tedeschi Trucks Band, Dr. Joan and the Night Trippers, Maceo Parker, a Prince tribute with Liv Warfield and the Special Horns, and many, many more, plus two after-hours parties, dance competitions, six cruises, and 4th of July fireworks. This year, everyone will need a pass to enter the festival. Single-day passes go on sale June 1st, and early bird pricing has been extended to June 5th at 11:59 p.m. Again, that's the Waterfront Blues Festival, July 1st through 4th at the Waterfront Park in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm/WBF2016.
I got my headphones on, just on the block. Not a moment to waste, because I feel the bass drop.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the Lost Boys of Portlandia, a film premiere gala and fundraiser for Outside the Frame, Tuesday, June 7th at 7 p.m. at Revolution Hall in Portland. Outside the Frame is a new organization that empowers homeless and marginalized youth by producing films with youth that convey their life experience. They will premiere The Lost Boys of Portlandia, a riff on Peter Pan,